Ladies, welcome to a new video. I'm so excited to be here with you today. And the topic that I want to talk to you about today is something that really excites me because attachment, unhealthy attachment in relationships in general and in intimate relationships as well is something that really excites me. So today I want to talk to you about the key. How can we free ourselves? No, actually, three keys to freeing ourselves from unhealthy attachment. I'm just looking here because I have my notes right here. All right. So I want to get right into it. And the first point that I want to cover is that the first step that we need to do is to actually believe that we can do this, that we actually can free ourselves from this unhealthy attachment to someone else. And the reason I say this is because when I look back at my own journey and experience, I realize that one of the biggest reasons why I kept either going back to my ex-fiance or accepting his invitation whenever he initiated the comeback was because I did not believe that I could live without him. I thought that my existence and my happiness, and the only way that I could have this great future life and family is if he's with me. And that's why I kept, going back for like 6 or 7 years, and that's a long time. When something is not working and you try to make it happen, you try to force it into happening, that's when you start to realize, oh, this unhealthy attachment here. Because when you are confident, free person, you start to let go of things faster, number two. And then number two, you have the confidence that, okay, even if this is something that I want, there's always going to be another way, an easier way, a less stressful way to go about it. That's not what I did. So I kept trying to force things to happen and accepting him anytime he comes back. And that was all stemming or originating from my fear of not having him with me. And I firmly believed that, oh, what if I don't have him? That means I'm not gonna have somebody else who loves me. That means that that I'm not a lovable person, and that I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough to be in a relationship, to start a family, to have kids. So this whole cycle of unhealthy emotional attachment, us holding on to someone else, it comes from fear. And as babies, like as you know, like when we're infants, our existence in this life was dependent on someone else. If the baby does not receive the love that he or she needs, the baby could actually die, and this is something that starts to build in our bodies as children. So this is why as children we always have this tendency to try to attract other people's attention, because we feel like, oh my God, attention equals love, and love equals survival, or continuing to be present in this life. Now, what we don't do is that as we start to grow up and become mature, we sometimes forget to update this blueprint that we have. Our presence as mature people, as adults, is not dependent on somebody else. We were born by ourselves. You were born by yourself. I was born by myself. And that means that our presence, your existence in this life, especially after we mature, after we're no longer babies, is not dependent on someone else. And so thinking that you can only survive, you can only find love, you can only have happiness when that particular person is in your life, that's not accurate. And this is the reason. It's the source that keeps us trying and starting to give up, our standards and starting to accept kinds of behaviors that we normally wouldn't accept. Why? Because we feel like, oh my God, I have to try harder. I have to go for it. I have to make it happen. And that was exactly what I was trying to do. I was trying to force it to happen. All this comes from belief that I had that I could not live without him. And that's why I want to start with a belief. Like if you believe that you can free yourself from this attachment, then you can. It's gonna happen, okay? For me, when I look back, one of the things that I started to do to actually create that belief was to go online and start reading about other women, like stories from other women who already have done that, whether it's on forums, Facebook communities, and things like that. I started to read these stories because I wanted to give myself evidence that, hey, if somebody else can do it, I can do it. You know, it's like the 4 minute run when Roger Bannister was it, he broke the 4 minute mile record. And then after that, like 45 days, I think, then somebody else did it. And then after that, so many other people have done that. Why? Because when he did it for the first time, he created that belief for other people. And that's what I wanted. I wanted to go out and find others who have created that so I can believe that I can do it as well. All right. Number two is letting go of past hurt, past pain. And disappointment. And the reason we need to let go of the past is that most of our unhealthy attachment started in our childhood. Just like I mentioned a little ago, when we were kids, we were striving for that attention. Why? Because we believed that this was the only way that we can survive, right? And so most of the time, something happened, whether it's in our childhood or when we were in secondary primary school, secondary school. So as we were starting to grow up, somewhere around that period, something happened, you know. And here I wanna point out two things. Sometimes it all comes down to one big gigantic event. So one experience that shifted things around and that made us think or believe with our child mind that we're not good enough, that mommy's gonna leave me, that I'm not good enough, that's why daddy left me or whatever. Or it's not one big experience that happened, but it's just little things, little experiences, little comments, little words that started to pile up on top of each other. And this is how we got to start doubting ourselves, to start thinking that, oh, I'm not a good person to be loved, and therefore if I find somebody, then that means I have to hold on to that person because it's like this is my only source of love. And so the key here, the second key here is we need to find a way to actually let go of that past hurt, because unless we let that energy drift away, unless we let it go, unless we free ourselves from that, we can't go out and start creating something different, because we were going to continue to look at that. It's like trying to drive your car only looking at your rear view mirror. So you're just constantly looking at what didn't work in the past. And what do you do when this happens? You create more of what you don't want. So letting go of past hurt and pain and knowing that finding different meanings. So it's not just logical. So you do it logically by shifting the meaning of the story that happened in the past. And then number two, also allowing yourself time to let that energy free or get out of your body. Because what I realized over time is that we experience emotions with our bodies. So maybe sometimes we even don't remember the experience. That's crazy. Sometimes we don't even have a clear memory, and that's why sometimes when people start to have the memory to remember, oh my God, and I didn't even remember that. Yes, because that's because your body is trying to do its best to actually protect you from remembering that source of pain. But guess what? Your body has already stored that experience somewhere in one of our energy centers, and this is why you feel like, oh my God, like it's I'm so closed. I can't open up. I can't trust people. So number one, believe that you can do it. Number two, letting go of past hurt and pain. And then number three is to give yourself that which you seek to get from others. Give yourself that which you seek to get from others. If we have an empty cup, so that empty cup is me, for example. Yes, and then I go out and I'm wanting so much to get into a love relationship. That because I'm missing love, I want somebody to make me feel good about myself. I want somebody to, boost my confidence and self-esteem and to make me feel that I'm a great person, and that I'm worthy of love and acceptance and appreciation and having a great relationship and starting a family and all of that. So I'm an empty cup right now. And so I go out and try to find somebody to fill my cup. And that doesn't work. It doesn't work. You cannot get from other people what you don't have. So the key here is to fill my cup with my own emotions. If I'm looking for love, then I need to feel love for myself first before I go out and start looking for that from somebody else. If I want to give respect, appreciation, then I need to respect myself and appreciate myself first before I go out and, start a relationship and then expect or want to experience that with my partner. So give yourself that which you seek to get from others. And when you are full, when you have all this, it's not like you're going out and you're trying to force things to happen. People, it's like having a mirror, and people only reflect back to you the image that you have of yourself. If I'm standing right here and there's a mirror right in front of me, so this person, my partner, is only a mirror to what's going on inside of me. If I love myself, my partner is going to reflect back that love to me. If I respect myself, my partner is going to reflect that respect back to me. And even if it doesn't happen, even if it doesn't happen, and then at one point I realized that this is not the relationship that I want to be in, it's not difficult for me to make that clear and to actually in a great, respectful way to, break up from that person. Why? Because my presence, my survival, my existence in this life is no longer dependent on him. Yes, because I'm not trying to, I'm not so thirsty, and he's the only source of water that I have in life. I'm full, and I get to share that with him. But if he's not full himself and he doesn't have the same energy, he doesn't have the same emotions that we can get to experience together, then okay, it's not a relationship that I'm interested in no more. And then I can free him to do his thing, and I can go somewhere else and do my own thing and find somebody who's ready for that. Yes, and by the way, it doesn't mean that this is a bad person. It just means that he's in a different chapter of his life. We all grow and evolve as human beings, and sometimes we meet good people, meet the wrong people, and that's okay, because if you have the right foundation, you will know how to end that in a respectful, healthy manner. But if you don't, you're going to continue to hold on to dysfunction because you keep telling yourself stories about, oh, I need him. He's going to be better. He's going to change. And so you continue to hold on to dysfunction out of the thirst for having that the The intimacy, the love, the appreciation, the company, yes. When you have respect, appreciation, and love for yourself, you don't put up with any of that. And you're in a humble, confident place to say, this is not working for me, this is not working for him, and therefore we need to go in separate ways. So there you go. Believe that you can do this. Let go of past hurt and pain and give yourself that which you seek to get. These are the three keys to freeing oneself from unhealthy attachment. I really hope that you found some value out of this video. Let me know in the comments what you think and if you have any questions about that, and I'll see you in our next video.